Now it's time for Goldfish Swim School's Chapel Hill's Community Superstar of the Month, highlighting great local organizations that share Goldfish's commitment to the health and safety of our community. This month, we will be talking with Allie Valentine, Communications Manager for Goldfish Swim School, Rachel Meltzner, Assistant Manager for Goldfish Swim School, and the Community Superstar Guest of the Month, Aaron Riney, Executive Director of Porch. First of all, thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Very glad to have you. And we'll start with you, Allie. How did you come to learn about Porch and what made you choose to support them in November?
Yeah, of course. So, every month we highlight these community superstars and we're looking for people in our area that are really making a difference in our community. And that's why when we heard about Porch, we were drawn to them. That mission to help bring food to schools and communities in our area. And then especially going into the holiday season, we recognize that so many don't have that food security. And so we wanted to be able to do our part to kind of help fill that need.
It's the voice of Allie Valentine, Communications Manager for Goldfish Swim School. And we're talking about Porch, the Community Superstar of the Month. And we also have Aaron Riney, Executive Director of Porch. So, Aaron, I know a lot of our listeners already kind of know what Porch is, but just in case people are forgetting or they don't already know, could you give us a rundown of what you do in the community? Like, how many people do you reach and what are the impacts?
Sure. So, we are a local hunger relief organization. We've been around for a little over a decade now, and we're really here to be what our community needs us to be. And so we have several programs that we run. One is Food for Thought. I feel like that's the one that doesn't get highlighted, so I want to mention that one first, which is really our advocacy arm because we're looking at how do we change local, state, national policies around foods that would help with food security challenges. So we make it very easy to educate folks and then engage them around connecting with their representatives. We also have food for pantries. We support about 13 to 15 pantries in the area. Rogers Road, Community Center, Compass Center, a lot of places you've heard of, Jackson Center, Freedom House. And so we are making sure that they have enough for their more local pantries since those are so closely based within their communities they serve. And then we also have food for schools. We serve all 21 schools in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, pre-K programs, and several after-school programs, making sure they have the snacks so that kids can focus on their classes and what they're trying to learn, but also give it an opportunity for the school social workers to connect with the students and to start monitoring and seeing if there's some kids who need some extra support. And then we're probably best known for our Food for Families program. I just got the numbers for November and we're up to 606 families that we're serving. I feel very fortunate that the community stepped up so that we can try to serve all those folks because that's over 2,400 individuals. We're closing in on about 1,400 kids that we're serving and their families and their households. But it's very getting harder and harder to say yes because we haven't seen this kind of need and this kind of request. So having Goldfish reach out was huge because we couldn't have done this and keep saying yes to all those families without these community partners.
It's the voice of Aaron Riney, Executive Director of Porch. And I was going to ask, do you feel like you're reaching everyone you need to be reaching at Porch? Or is there still kind of areas that you need to get to still?
There are still folks we need to serve, yeah. I'm sure. And we just, it's a matter of capacity and making sure that we have the food we need to be able to bring all those extra folks.
Do we have a sense of how many people in our community are facing food insecurity?
Food insecurity is one of those things that's hard to quantify. We have some proxies for that, like the free and reduced lunch numbers in school, federal poverty level, the number of folks who get WIC or SNAP or those kinds of things. But there are lots of reasons why folks don't qualify for those and slip through those programs, and even if they're receiving those programs, need additional support. So even if we try to use income level and other things, there's so many other pieces to it. But what we are seeing is more need than we ever have and more requests. We've added more people. Usually we added 8 to 10 people a month. We're adding like 40, 20 people a month. So that's a lot for us the last couple of months.
Wow. We're visiting with Aaron Riney from Porch, also Rachel Meltzner and Allie Valentine from Goldfish Swim School. And Goldfish is getting involved in November by hosting a food drive to support Porch. I know that there are some items in particular that you're all hoping to receive. I wonder if you could tell us what those are and how people can participate.
Of course. So I think the biggest needs that we've heard from Porch would be pasta sauce, 1-pound bags of rice, hearty soups, canned chicken and tuna, and cereal. And our families and listeners, even if you're not, you know, part of the Goldfish Swim School, if you hear this and you feel called to serve, please feel free to come by the school. We're located at Rams Plaza. But you can drop off your donations. We're there. We're closed on Mondays, but we're there every other day of the week. And you can just drop those off with our front desk or then in one of our donation boxes as well.
It's actually pretty easy to do and can make a pretty big difference as well. I wanted to talk also about other stuff going on at Goldfish Swim School. So, Rachel, I wonder if you could let us know what other activities besides the good work with the Community Superstars partnership with Porch you have going on at Goldfish Swim School this month.
Yeah, we have a couple things going on this month. We are currently offering 3 holiday packages. If you sign up with us right now, we have a 2-month one for our brand new members, and then 4 or 6-month packages for our current members, which are include holiday swag like towels and bags. We also have our free swim still open to the public. It is $5 per person, up to $15 a family, so it won't go past that. And it is just a fun time in our really super warm pool, which is fun. And then lastly, we are hiring. Goldfish is a really fun work environment. We have pretty good pay, pretty flexible hours, so you can go online to join our team.
Excellent. Excellent. We're visiting with Allie and Rachel from Goldfish Swim School, also Aaron from Porch, and Aaron's the executive director of Porch. So while we have you here, is there anything else that we should be talking about Porch-wise?
I would just say really appreciate the way the communities come together to make it so easy for folks to donate and to connect and serve those in our community who are facing food insecurity. You literally just have to open your door and put food on your porch, and other people in the community will come pick it up. Goldfish is perfectly located so centrally in Rams Plaza, easy to pick some up. So as folks are out this weekend, most people are probably going to go to the grocery store in the next 3 or 4 days. Just pick up those items that Allie mentioned. Grab a soup, grab some rice, grab a couple of cereals, and drop them off over at Goldfish in Rams Plaza, or put them out your porch, and your neighborhood coordinator would be happy to come around and pick those up from you. If you don't know who that is, just email us, and we'll be happy to connect you.
Got a little bit of time left. Is there anything anyone wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I think just kind of what, you know, Rachel mentioned, our community swims, and the cool thing about those is that they are open to the public. You don't have to be enrolled at Goldfish. And as it is getting chillier and hopefully staying chillier, you know, our pool is heated. It's 90 degrees. It's kind of our own little tropical oasis in there. So please feel free, bring your families, come by and see us, and just enjoy our pool and get to know us.
It's one of those things where frequently people kind of associate swimming with the summer months, but that sounds pretty pleasant to be in 90-degree water as the temperature gets colder, for sure. And to learn more about Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill, go to goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. You can also search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date with Goldfish and all the great organizations they partner with each month. Thank you all for being here once again, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.